Good evening and welcome to the Oceano Community Services District Board of Directors meeting for April 23rd, 2008. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
President Hill.
Here.
Vice President Brookout.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Here.
Director Dean.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Please join us in the flag salute.
Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number three is public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items that are not on the agenda tonight.
Good Nancy. Evening, Oceano. My name is Nancy Castle. I'm with AGP Video, and I just wanted to let you guys know, as well as the television community at large, that all of the campaign forums that we're videotaping are also on our website, which is www.slowspan.org. And we have a button up on the left-hand side, and you can click on that, and it'll take you to all of the campaign forums. And I believe your supervisor and the challenger are in San Luis at the moment, or your supervisor's not being challenged this year. Well, you can watch other people's supervisors being challenged because there is a campaign forum going on this evening, and keeping track of what everybody's thinking is really a good way of going for better government. So, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Anyone else? Okay, hearing none brings us to item number four, board member items for discussion. Vern?
Nothing.
Barbara?
Nothing.
Pamela?
Yes, we're into our cleanup week, and tomorrow's our trash day, so everybody get your junk out there, and they'll get picked up. If you haven't called by now, I think it's too late to have the big items taken up. But you could check with South County Sanitary at 489-4246. Clean up the community. Please do it tomorrow and every day.
This is a good service for our community, and it all helps for anytime someone gets rid of an item and properly disposes of it. It really makes our community look nice.
The only thing I have is today is Administrative Assistants and Secretaries Day, and I'd like to recognize Gina Davis, who is our Administrative Assistant and Deputy Secretary to the Board, and say thank you very much for your good work, and we appreciate it. Item number five, then, is review and approval of the minutes from April 9th. Comment, questions, or corrections?
But going through the cron file, it was easy to see that we did the regular things that we normally do, the board packets, preparing payroll, utility billing, DMV support. And we also sent out a notice to the Senior Citizens Center down on Railroad Avenue advising them of the opportunity for people to come in and do certain things with DMV instead of having to go to San Luis or Santa Maria. We began working on the fireworks program for this year and also the fire hazard reduction program. The notices have now all gone out to every property owner in the district for weed abatement. We have received our first application for fireworks booth this year from the Oceano Fire Association. And on March 17th, we sent out 73 delinquent account door hangers. That's compared to 120 last year, and there were even 99 the year before that. So it is going down, and we disconnected 8 services on March 24th for people who had still not paid their bills at that time. A lot of work goes into making sure that, especially now with all the foreclosures and the changes in ownership, that account information is up to date so that when we do the meter readings, we get the bills out to the appropriate people. the meters, excuse me, were read by the end of March 22nd, and all the bills went out on March 31st. Staff has begun compiling the information for the annual workman's comp audit, which will be done next week, and we're continuing with training of our account clerk. Sad to say we did lose Heather last week, and it's making a big impact. As a result of the district's conflict of interest code, we submitted to the county the economic interest forms for the directors, for staff, certain staff, and for the district legal counsel and district engineer. We prepared the regular monthly reports for the water department that are submitted to the state and to the county. And we also did agenda packets for the personnel committee, the fire committee, and the regular board of directors meetings. And what else did we do? Right now, we're getting ready for the goal-setting meeting that the general manager will be discussing later this evening. We're continuing our final work on the audit. We're collecting the bulk of the payments now that are still outstanding since the deadline for water bills was the 20th. We'll be getting ready to send the delinquent notices out this week. And we're working on budget and facilitating the fireworks and the weed abatement program.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot one important little detail. As you know, we're advertising for the accounting clerk position right now. We send out over 60 applications, and so far have received over 20 back. Doesn't close until 5 o'clock on Friday.
Good, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Utility operations report, Phil.
The crew installed two new sewer laterals during that our pump controller had failed. The controller also handles several of the alarm sensors. We were not aware of any problems until we arrived at work and the tanks were low. It took over a week to get the necessary repair parts. During that time, we had to live without our alarm system. We also had to operate booster pumps and the wells and the Lopez supply valve manually. And in addition, due to the dry weather and to the several hot days during the month, the fluctuations in the water usage was extreme. It is very important that we keep ahead of any changing water demands. It's also important to keep a safe supply of water on hand. But due to equipment failure and controller failures, we had to run the pumps longer, and many late nights and early morning visits to the water yard were necessary. Routine jobs in March included weekly collection of water system samples for analysis, 48-hour door hangers, non-pay turnoffs, reading the system water meters. Other jobs completed were the maintenance on the chlorination system at well 8, routine water meter maintenance, and maintenance on engine 5. And the Rolls-Royce generator was out of service for 4 days when its water pump failed. We installed 75 feet of underground conduit necessary for PG&E to install a new streetlight on Christmas Tree Place down at Melody Lane. And the guys told me it looks real nice. The district produced 75.45 acre feet of water during March. And this was calculated as 48 acre feet of state water, 7.59 acre feet of Lopez water. And we pumped 19.85 acre feet of groundwater. The total amount of water produced in March this year was 36.7% more than was produced in February, a month before in February 2008. And it was 12.9% more than was produced 1 year ago in March 2007.
Okay. Thank you, Phil. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next step is the Fire Department Operations Report, and we have Captain Brian Leathers from our Fire Department.
Good evening, Board. A few things here. During the month of March, the department responded to 55 calls as when this was printed up. 27 were in Oceano, 8 were in Grover Beach, 9 in Arroyo Grande, and 7 with CAL FIRE. 4 responses to the beach, and out of all the calls, 27 were in Oceano. Bringing the total to this printed date is 198. We're actually up to 227 as of today. which puts us actually 17 calls behind where we were last year. So it's kind of a slow season, which is a good thing. But a lot of fire prevention out there, so it's keeping things down. 6192, our first out engine, was up in Modesto for a couple weeks. It had the actual pump that actually discharges the water, get it repaired. And it also had a couple other things repaired just a few days ago. It's back up into service and back in good running order. At 65, which is our brush truck, our beach patrol truck, we had a wheel replaced on it, and it's up and running now. Reserve firefighter Graham Dunbar has taken a full-time job with the city of Oxnard, so we've lost another one. It's three new batteries. Had a blood drive on Friday, and we had about 20 or so people in for blood, so it was a fairly good turnout. And like Gene said earlier, it's going to be weed abatements, coming up, so keep us busy for quite a while. Other than that, I have nothing else. Any questions?
Thank you. Comment or questions on the staff reports? Any comment or questions from the public on the staff reports? Okay, receive and file, please. Item number 7 is fire items. We have none this evening. Item number 8, utility items. 8A is cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines. This is the continuing disclosure of the emergency declared by the board following the San Simeon earthquake. I think the board members are well familiar with this item. Is there any comment or questions from the public on this item? Okay. Any update from staff?
Nope.
Okay, at that, I'll look for a motion.
So moved.
Okay. I seconded.
Moved and seconded that we continue the declaration of emergency. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Vice President Brookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item number 9 is administrative items. 9A, quarterly investment report. Patrick?
Yeah, Mr. President, members of the board, at the end of March, we had $1,631,859 invested, $684,000 in the Slo County Fund, $401,000 in the local agency investment fund, $219,000 in our Rabobank demand fund, $100,000 in our Rabobank operating checking account for operations, and $227,000 in CD with Rabobank.
Okay. Is there an interest percentage paid on the San Luis Obispo County Fund? It's a demand fund, but
I don't know.
It was, but the information
is
not available at the time we made the report.
Okay. And the point of our investments is protection of capital more than any other objective. So they're relatively conservative investments, of course.
Actually, the 4% life is usually fairly good. Life is usually right. Is a good investment.
That is good. Even the 3.2 there is
right.
Is pretty good. Okay. Comment or questions? Comment or questions from the public? Receive and file, please. Item number 9B, committee assignments. Confirmation of committee assignments for Zone 3. Patrick, would you like to?
Yeah, Mr. President, members of the board. Director or Vice President Bookout was assigned as the alternate member of the Zone 3 committee. However, the county, because of his litigation with the county can't accept him as a representative. They can't negotiate or have him participate in.
Jim, they vary by where they meet.
I would suggest, Jim, that perhaps that you do it since it's an evening meeting as a backup.
I could do that, given that Director Dean is the primary representative. I could serve as the backup.
Since I don't know if this is appropriate, but since this will leave me without one less committee to be on. Maybe it might be possible to get some, take over fire department committee if you're going to take, because that will give you quite a few committees.
That
would probably divide it up between the board a little bit more.
That is something that we could bring on a future agenda, perhaps. Mm-hmm. On the agenda this evening is only the
true
the issue for Zone 3.
Oceano Advisory. No, that's Mondays.
I don't think any of the outside committees conflict with anything. But I have plenty on my plate if I would do it as default, but otherwise, then the likelihood of ever attending one is rather slim anyway.
Right. Yeah, there's only six per year.
It's up for discussion.
Yes, please.
I address my question to Ryan. Is it possible to appoint somebody to beyond Zone 3 as the alternate that is not a board member? Can we use a member from the public for that? Or would we have to hire a consultant to be the alternate?
Hire a consultant to be the alternate member?
For Zone 3.
I honestly hadn't even thought about that possibility. That's something I could get back to the general manager.
Okay. The only reason I was thinking of that is because there are a couple of members in the community that have a lot of experience with Zone 3. And, you know, it's not something, I think, Pamela, you'd even say it's not something that you pick up very quickly.
It takes a little while to learn it, like all of the committees, and it's nice to be rotated around the committees and do different ones. But I would think that we would want to keep it with the board rather than members of the community.
Okay. I was just thinking
because it does relate to costs and such things, water costs, which are really, really important.
Mine was just a thought.
Yeah.
For looking into.
It's a heavy load, you know. Some of the board members carry in the way of committee assignments.
Well, you know, this is something that the community of Oceano elected the five of us to represent them, and I don't think they want us to represent them. They don't want someone from the community that they did not elect to go to Zone 3. And
well, then we better all start studying the Water Master Plan and getting with it and understanding about water, because I don't think we're...
Okay. Comment or questions from the public on this item? Okay. With that, I would propose to have myself represent the district in the absence of Director Dean for Zone 3, if that's acceptable to the board. So is that...
Do we have to have a vote? Consensus kind of thing? Yeah, okay.
Okay. All in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay, item number 9C is financial reserves. Report on the status of district's financial reserves. Patrick? Okay.
Well, the update is that we are working on them as well as the audit at this time. The reserves in particular, I'd like to have when we have the budget workshop. That is my goal. And then the next priority has to be the audit. We're about to run out of time. It's being difficult when you're out for a while, and now we're shorthanded again. I apologize. It just seems like it's snowballed, but those are the two priorities.
Okay, and questions, comment? common?
That's 9C and 9D.
Nine, right. The 9D is the discussion of the financial audit status for the year. Comment or questions from the public on these items? Okay, thank you for the update. Item number 9E, General Manager Performance Evaluation. Patrick?
There were, in the board packet, there were two proposed evaluation forms, the one submitted by President Hill a couple of meetings ago. I prepared one, which is the second one, and then Vice President Bookout provided an additional, a third one yesterday, which is on each of you has a copy in front of you. I know there are copies in the audience for members of the audience.
Okay, I'm surprised to see the one that I had introduced a couple weeks ago, because the board pretty much unanimously voted not to consider that. So I'm curious as to why this is in here.
Oh, I didn't interpret them as not wanting to consider it. I mean, we can just ignore it. I just thought it was one that had been proposed and deserved consideration, just like all the others.
I kind of wish this one that you got yesterday we would have had, so we could have looked at it ahead of time.
Pamela, did you ever get yours from the...
Yeah, I have mine, and I have some of the... So mine's quite simple. I brought copies for everyone, but I just did them today. So
good.
I'm going to pass them out, and you can see it's fairly simple. And
this is their whole packets, I think.
You got another one?
You got the
in mine, because we do have our general manager's requirements and relationships that he has to comply with. So what I liked about this, it's fairly simple. It's straightforward. You rate by sections, and the ratings are exceed expectations, masters the skill, improvement is needed, does not meet, and the other is not applicable. So it's a one-page thing. It could be, we could actually rate what we consider important activities, very similar to what's in this performance evaluation that Bill did, and relate it back to our job description. I thought it was good to relate it to the job description. I don't think we've ever had a job description until last year. Not for a long time, anyway. So that was my proposal, is kind of a simple thing. Break it down by our various activities and rate those activities and rate the sections. And it's kind of similar, I think, to what Patrick prepared, too. Mm-hmm. You have a section area of ratings. You can get really in-depth with these, but the good thing is I think you need feedback. I think the communication and feedback between the board and the general manager is what you need. And with us, it's a yearly thing. And here it is, too. It's mm-hmm. set up as a yearly thing. So sorry I didn't get it sooner, but it was about 5:30 this afternoon when this came together. Not enough time in the days here. I understand that.
I guess I would like to then put it off to the next meeting so we could look at all of these.
Yeah.
And maybe on, you know, say maybe I like something from one and then
right.
something from another and something for the third one. Or, you know, rather than say, oh, this is the one I want, I would like to be able to take the best of each one. That's what I would like to do. I don't know about the rest of you.
Well, I think mine's probably the best, so I'm going to talk about mine right now, since we each have one. I'd like to propose a self-evaluation form in addition to the board evaluation form to be included in our annual performance review of the general manager. The general manager contract says the board shall review and evaluate the employee's performance annually during June of each year in accordance with specific criteria developed jointly by the board and employee. The reason I recommend including a self-evaluation for this is because I feel that awareness of one's own performance plays a crucial role in their future growth and puts an ownership perspective on the table. I would like to suggest that the directors and the general manager complete the evaluation forms with all being returned at the May 28th meeting during a closed session to review the scores and comments. This is how all of our forms, and we need to go on a timeline now. This would allow...
We have several proposals here. I would suggest that we perhaps take these under submission and consider them and bring it back at a future meeting if that's acceptable to everyone. That way we'd have time to read them and consider each one. A couple of these, of course, are ones that we've just seen for the first time right now. So,
well, you know, looking at Pamela's, there's a lot in here that it makes it, it's very simplified. It makes it really easy to understand. So mixing these would be very good. This is very simplified.
You know what I could suggest? If people want to, if you can get input to me before the next packet goes out, you know, if one director says I'd like these three things from this one and these two from the other one, I could try to put it together so that when the packet goes out, you know, we know director so-and-so likes this one, and et cetera, et cetera.
And I wasn't kidding about wanting a copy of your statement because I never remember exactly what you said on these prepared statements. So that was, I'd kind of like to be able to look at it, see your dates and things.
Adding in a performance self-evaluation by the general manager, which was provided to you, Barbara, and each of the directors, this is something I looked, you know, Patrick, you've got ownership in our community. Mm-hmm. And for you to see and give your expressions of what, you know, the future is and what you would like, I thought this might be appropriate to add. So this will give each director a chance to evaluate that and see what they think about it.
We don't get anything from you either.
Well, you know, when this came up, at the end of the first time we talked about this, you know, Pamela made a comment toward the end about just going off the job description, you know, and evaluation, which is, and I talked to Patrick about it, and that's what he was thinking too. And so, as far as putting something together, and so I figured that would be kind of duplicating what he was already doing. So I didn't go ahead and, you know, set a whole thing out myself, because it was just something straight out of the job description. So that was, you know, that was where I thought it was a good way to go. A number of these cover that, and that's, you know, and which one or how is doesn't make that much difference to me. But I thought it was a good comment, so that's why. And I knew that was going to be coming up, so I didn't want to duplicate the work.
Yeah, I would point out that the one that I propose is a one-page form. It does have each a key or major activity in the job description that would be evaluated as satisfactory or unsatisfactory. This is basically similar to the one that when I was in the Navy they used for civil service senior managers. They were very short. They were pass or no pass, and they typically had for the senior.
A sixth vote in it. There's six of us counting.
And that's, you know, and I don't know, you know, and I don't know what is, you know, whether you count the board as one entity and the general manager as the other, or you count them as individuals. I don't know which the proper way to read this. You know, I really don't know how to proceed.
Well, I think one of the reasons you have an evaluation that the general manager or the employee fills out on their self, it's the same one, but they're saying what they think, and so you can compare that. If I was being evaluated, I wouldn't want to have just satisfactory or unsatisfactory, because I don't think anybody's ever perfect. Most usually there's room for improvement, but if you've got to go, it's satisfactory or it's unsatisfactory, there's no middle ground there. That's why I like Pamela's. You know, you have a rating in there. But anyway.
Yeah, and I have no preference, really, on that.
Okay, so the idea would be to mull these over,
Yeah. Come
up with the ideas that we like from each one of them, and bring them to Patrick before the next packet goes out so that it could be put before us. Okay.
Yeah, and so that we have it in the packet so that we can look at it before we get here.
Does that work for you, Patrick?
Sure. And that would be the 7th of May, sorry?
Yeah, he's the one that suggested it.
8th of May. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so there's 2 weeks between board meetings now, so or 3 weeks, so there's 2 weeks to do this and get it back to me.
When do you need those?
May the 8th.
Okay.
Pardon? Well, I'd like it as soon as I can get it, but it'll be distributed on the 8th, so I need it.
So what day do you need it, then? You don't need it on the
8th? Do you have a calendar?
2 days before that?
The seventh would be the best. May the seventh. That's a Wednesday, and that's typically when I start working on the staff reports.
Okay. Drop dead dates May 7th.
Yeah. Okay.
But you prefer as soon as possible.
Yeah, the sooner I get it, the sooner I can put it together. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot of typing and stuff involved. So.
Yeah, you'd probably want it by that Monday, I would think, so that you could compile it.
Tomorrow would be good.
Not a problem.
But Monday's better.
I think we're going to need a little time to look it over, but maybe next week or we could get that done. Okay, so that seems to be the consensus that we will think about it.
And Mr. President, I'm sorry. I just want to clarify, in keeping with the board's intent, the last time we discussed this, which happened about a month ago, I believe, the idea was we wanted to give the general manager's feedback as well. So when each of the directors submits their groupings or preferences, we suggest that the general manager also put together a set of the best of. So that can be also taken into account with the board. And I'm not giving instruction. I'm asking if that is the intent.
You know, he might want to say, not putting words in his mouth or anything, but I like mine best. Or Bill might want to say, I don't want to make any changes. I like mine.
To the month, it was, this is a mandatory training that we have to take annually. It's actually switches every year. Every other year is the ethics training, and this is mandated by Assembly Bill 1234. We went to the training, which was put on by the Special Districts Association, and I have the handout material and one of the published handouts that they had during that session, if anyone is interested in seeing that. I also attended the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting on Wednesday, April 16th, and the items that were on the agenda there were purchase of an exhaust blower for the laboratory. That was approved, the cost of $2,600, and an energy services proposal update. That's an update on the project to have cogeneration at the plant. They are recovering methane from the process at the plant, and the grease collection is part of that to enhance methane production that'll be used for cogeneration. And that's expected to significantly reduce the utility bill for electricity for the district and the plant. So that's proceeding along. The plant is running very well. The staff there is doing a really good job maintaining everything and continues to meet all of the discharge requirements. So that was the discussion at the sanitation district meeting. Bill?
Well, I attended the ethics training along with everyone else. Attended the Fire Oversight Committee in Arroyo Grande. It was a very good meeting. Our general manager, Patrick, was there also. They have a new 2007 annual report, which I'll leave for the directors to review. This report was prepared by the Chief Hubert and gives a lot of good information in here. Our name doesn't appear a lot in here because we were not fully involved in there, but we are in here, mentioned in here. Some congratulations goes to Captain Bova in his working for obtaining a grant. It was mentioned at the meeting of his working for that grant. The next fire oversight meeting, which is open to the public, will be in our OCSD office here June 20th at 3 p.m. It's on a rotation basis. Very good.
Okay, thank you. Vern?
Yeah, thank you. It's been a busy couple weeks. It seems to go that way there. Most of all the committees happen in between two of the board meetings, and then after that there's nothing for the next 2 weeks. So I've got meetings attended was the vegetation management work to be done. The environmental review and permitting is estimated to start around May 8th, the work on that. There's the that work is going to take about 2 years to do. It's mostly environmental work, and then what engineering work needs to be done, kind of like a you know, an estimate of what work is to be done, not the actual work, being done, just what it is, defining it. There'll be some geotechnical and property line work to be done. Management and processing charges in there is going to end up being around $635,000. That's before the first ground gets broke. But then from that, after that, then they'll be able to apply for some long-term permits to do the actual work and to start maintaining the channel properly. There's no status yet on the grants. And that's it for the Zone 11A. The Airport Land Use Commission did meet, and I ended up having to attend the ethics training up in Templeton and drive up there to attend it instead of down here locally, because the same day in the afternoon when everybody was down here, I had to be at the Airport Land Use Commission meeting, which was that, you know, that afternoon. There was nothing at the meeting that really pertained to Oceano, but I did get approached by one of the commissioners and was asked to be their alternate, to be on the alternate on the Airport Land Use Commission, which I'm in the process of getting the paperwork done to do that. And which was, you know, it was very nice. I really appreciated that, and it's an honor to be asked. Probably one of the few people that would be on there that's not a pilot. And then I attended the same ethics training everybody else did. It was up in Templeton, and so. And then the OAC, Oceano Advisory Council. Okay. We had no new referrals this month, but even so, the meeting still went for about 3 hours, three and a half hours, something like that. What we did, we talked about Strand Way and the paving that's needed to be done on there, and we've written some letters in the past to the county finding out, you know, when it was last looked at and conditioned and a bunch of other questions that were asked. And what has happened is we've started a subcommittee to work on that issue. That's pretty much the highlights of that meeting. And that's everything. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Vern. Pamela?
I attended the ethics training, and I don't know what to do with my participation certificate. I guess I turned it into Patrick. And that's it.
Thank you. Barbara?
The fire committee finally determined the PERS contract at 1,000 hours, and our firefighters then belong to PERS. As opposed to Aurora Green and Grover, whose contracts were done long ago, and they were exempt from the 1,000 hours. Firefighters are still working on grants, so that's moving ahead. I guess they're expecting to hear soon on one of those. The fireworks is moving along, and they are beginning to receive applications in for that, and they also discussed the fire reduction plan, and that seems to be moving on schedule too. So that was basically the fire committee. Along with the rest of the board, attended the ethics training. I've heard some people heard it mentioned that, well, it was boring or whatever, but whether it's boring or not, it's the law, and we do that every 2 years. And it really wasn't too bad, 2 hours, and we were out of there. I attended the district liability seminar, and that's with a new organization that we are either joining or are going to join for human resources help. And I would suggest that the liability training would be good for all of our department heads and the general manager. They give you a little pretest on that. And I really like the last question on that was, do you trust your lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Of course, you said no.
Yes, I did say no. you know, if we're going to pay for this, I know we didn't pay for this particular one, but if we're going to join, we need to make use of it or not spend the money. That's all I have.
Okay, questions or comments from the board on the reports? Comment or questions from the public on the reports?
Thank you.
Well, this was an attorney we didn't know. So.
We like our attorney, Ryan. You're good.
But did you get all the rest of the questions right? Yeah, see, I got them all right.
Okay, moving on then to item number 11, general manager items for discussion.
Yeah, the only thing that I'd like to bring up tonight is we need to set a board meeting for goal setting. I'd like to do it in the same format we did last year, which is to meet around 6 o'clock, have dinner brought in, casual, something to eat, and go for as long as we need to go to get it done, same format as last year. I'd recommend either Monday, April the 28th, Tuesday, April the 29th, or Monday, May the 5th, or Tuesday, May the 6th.
I'm up for either Monday.
Okay. Jim comes.
Do you have directions for us to do anything?
Pardon?
Do you want us to do anything before
we... Well, you know, I'll prepare a memo, a staff report, and distribute to you with the format and what I'd like you to bring.
That would need to be noticed also.
Right. We're going to have to agendize it. Right?
Yeah, because the public can come.
Right. Absolutely.
In fact, we probably encourage them to come. Uh-huh. It's our one input time.
Right. Okay. Moving on to board member items for discussions. Start this time with Pamela.
I have nothing.
Bill?
Nothing.
Barbara?
Nothing.
Vern?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. Many of us on the board here are familiar with the California Space Authority, which is a group that is working on putting up a a center over by Vandenberg that's a tourist center for tourists to come in and, you know, the IMAX films and view launches and stuff like that. And there's some, and the spot they're looking at is place where you can actually see the launches from. And it's going to actually be bigger and better view than they have at Kennedy Space Center. And so that's continuing to go forward, and there's a meeting open to, I don't know if it's open to the public. It was a meeting I got invited to at the Santa Maria Inn on May 9th, 9 a.m. If anybody's interested in hearing more about it, they can contact me through the district here.
Okay. Any comment or questions from the public on the reports? Okay, hearing none. This time, item 13 is an executive session. I'd like to take item 14 out of order if we could. That'll finish most of the business before the executive session. Item 14 is consideration of the warrants. There is a warrant in this package, I believe, for Kirk and Seamus.
As I have a conflict with my nursery, Oceano Nursery, flooding, there's a Kirk and Seamus have a bill in here, which is their regular monthly bill, but I still need to recuse myself from that bill.
I want to say I appreciate the larger print. I did not need the magnifying glass to look at this. Certainly appreciate this format.
It's a lot easier to read.
I move we pay all the bills except Kurt and Seamus.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we pay all the warrants with the exception of Kirk and Seamus. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously.
Now, I guess we ought to move to pay the Kirk and Seamus bill, too. I move.
Ryan's looking a little hungry there, so.
I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we pay the warrant from Kirk and Seamus. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we're returning after our closed session meeting, and Ryan, do you have the report?
With closed session meeting pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 to meet with the agency's negotiator concerning property negotiations and to grant authority regarding terms, the board has decided to take no action on the item.
Okay, thank you very much. Brings us to item number 15, public comment. Any member of the public like to comment at this time? Hearing none, do we have any written communications?
No.
None? Okay, then with that, we're adjourned.